AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Indictments were unsealed. 37 counts against a former president.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
Special counsel Jack Smith says laws apply to everyone. It's all about classified documents found at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The AP's Mike Balsamo is in Miami.
These are very serious federal offenses that allege that the former president held on to classified government documents, including documents that describe nuclear capabilities of other governments, attack plans, potentially of military attacks by other foreign governments, and a number of other classified U.S. secrets.
Prosecutors say the documents were found in Mar-a-Lago at places like a bathroom and shower, a ballroom. A photograph included in the indictment shows several dozen file boxes stacked in a storage area. Trump is due to make his first court appearance Tuesday in federal court in Miami. Joran Vandersloot pleaded not guilty in Alabama to an extortion charge. He's the chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway in Aruba. George Seymour is a family spokesman.
It's just surreal, to have 18 years to the day almost, and to have Joran Vandersloot here in Natalie Holloway's hometown. Finally, to have justice served.
Vandersloot is accused of trying to extort money from the missing teen's mother in exchange for revealing the location of Holloway's body. Health advisors unanimously backed the full approval of a closely watched Alzheimer's drug, a key step toward opening insurance coverage to seniors with early stages of the brain-robbing disease. The hazardous haze from wildfires in Canada are easing there and throughout much of the northeastern United States. But Canadian officials are warning it could be a marathon fire season. The Dow finished up 43 points. This is AP News. Two inflatable giant ducks made a splash in Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor.
A local broadcaster signals that the two 60-foot-tall yellow ducks are on the move, splashing off from the promenade near the government headquarters in Admiralty. The ducks, by Dutch artist Florentijn Hofman, look like the bath toys many play with in their childhood. Hofman says he hopes the Double Ducks art exhibition makes people feel good.
Hong Kong really needs it. It's craving for it. I mean, the pandemic really is one of the topics why we bring it, because we need some joy.
Local artist Lawrence Lay, who brought brushes to make watercolor paintings of the ducks, tells the AP it's such a rare opportunity for Hong Kong to arrange such a massive artwork, or what artists call a mobile artistic installation. Hoffman has been taking his rubber ducks on a world tour since 2007. I'm Charles Diledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.